Ask someone to name a casino in Vegas, and they could rattle off names like the Bellagio, Stratosphere, MGM, and others. But ask someone about the casinos that built Vegas into the gaming center it is today, and this one will certainly rise to the top. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
Today, the Las Vegas Strip is lined with glitzy-themed casinos. But in the mid-1900s, it was Fremont Street that was the place to be in Vegas.
The Golden Nugget was built in 1946, started as a saloon and gambling hall.
Justin McVeigh shares the story of the iconic casino on Fremont Street.
It was once the Strip, Fremont Street. In the mid-90s, it was converted to a pedestrian mall, so the main street cannot be driven on anymore. So you have the freedom as a consumer coming to Las Vegas and coming to downtown to be able to walk between 10 or so properties without really ever having to worry about traffic.
Many visitors head to the new Strip and the newest casinos, but they're still coming to the Nugget.
What we've found is that people come to the Golden Nugget because it's the Golden Nugget. We have a very loyal client base. Guests have been coming here for years.
The Nugget has seen several owners, including one of the most well-known.
The Golden Nugget actually was Steve Wynn's first property. He went on to build the Mirage, the Bellagio, a lot of iconic Vegas hotel casinos. Really became known as one of the pioneers of Las Vegas.
There's still plenty of Vegas to be found on Fremont Street. Yet it is a quieter alternative to the hustle and bustle just a few miles south in the newer section of the city. Yet it's here that the Vegas we know today got its start with places like the Golden Nugget, drawing visitors from around the world. Traveling the countryside in Las Vegas, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCray.